News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Protests over the new citizenship law remained largely peaceful in Assam and West Bengal, even as incidents of violence were reported in Delhi's northeast area. Amid the protests, Prime Minister Narendra Modi sought to assuage concerns of Indians apprehensive about getting stripped of their citizenship. The Congress is spreading lies, creating an atmosphere of fear for Muslims over the new law. Citizenship Act neither takes away the rights of Indian citizens nor harms them in any manner, he said. The Prime Minister asked students to try and see whether they were not being made accomplices in a conspiracy where urban Naxals and others were using their shoulders to fire to serve their own interests. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also reiterated that there was nothing anti-minority in the legislation which provides Indian citizenship to persecuted non-Muslim refugees from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. The protests in the east and northeast may have been peaceful, but political posturing went on. A combative Mamata Banerjee, the West Bengal chief minister and TMC boss, dubbed arson and violence that rocked her state over the last few days as minor incidents and asserted the BJP-led centre cannot bully states into submission and enforce the law. Highways and railway tracks were blocked in some places in West Bengal, causing inconvenience to people. Several trains got delayed, cancelled and short-terminated because of the continued protests, officials said. However, no violence was reported from any part of the state. A Guwahati report said flight operations and some railway services have resumed. Dibrugarh Airport was also operating normally, officials said. Trains, including some intercity services, resumed as law and order situation has gradually improved in the state, Northeast Frontier Railway spokesperson Shobhanan Chandra told PTI. Angry protesters demanding scrapping of the amended citizenship law torched several motorbikes, pelted stones at police personnel and damaged buses and a police booth in Northeast Delhi's Seelampur area on Tuesday afternoon. Police resorted to baton charge and fired tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. Plumes of smoke billowed from at least two localities as the standoff continued for around 1.5 hours. They said two bikes of traffic cops were burned by the demonstrators, adding a police booth in the area was vandalized and CCTV cameras installed there were taken away by the mob. Fresh protests broke out against the amended citizenship law in Seelampur's Bridgepuri area in the night, with people pelting police personnel with stones. Delhi police said that they have intensified patrolling in the city to maintain law and order. Meetings have been held with members of Aman Committee, Residence Welfare Associations, Market Welfare Associations, Police Mitras and respectable members of society to discuss the prevailing situation, police said. We have urged people to avoid rumours being circulated on various social media platforms and to maintain law and order and peace in the area, said Gaurav Sharma, Deputy Commissioner of Police, Outer North. Pickets have also been installed in sensitive areas to take action against hooligans, if any, he said. In the wake of violent protests in Seelampur area, Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal and Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal appealed to Delhiites on Tuesday to maintain peace. The issue rocked the UP legislature as a united opposition held protests on the opening day of the winter session. They walked out after expressing dissatisfaction over Parliamentary Affairs Minister Suresh Khanna's response over the violence in the state, including in Aligarh Muslim University and Lucknow. Samajwadi Party and Congress members carrying placards and shouting slogans trooped into the well of the house, even as the BSP MLAs lent them support from their seats. Leader of the opposition Ram Govind Chaudhary, who had given a notice for raising the protest against the CAA, pressed Speaker Hriday Narayan Dixit to allow the matter immediately. The Speaker, however, kept urging members to remove the placards and adjourn the house when they did not relent. Donning red caps, the SP members squatted on the floor, even during the period when the house remained adjourned. Chief Justice of India S.A. Bobde on Tuesday recused himself from hearing the review petition filed by Akshay Kumar, one of the four men convicted in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case, and adjourned the matter till today. The CJI said he will constitute a bench today at 10:30 a.m. and the new bench will take up the review plea filed by Kumar against capital punishment at 2 p.m. He recused himself, saying that his nephew had once appeared on behalf of the victim. Justices R. Banumati and Ashok Bhushan were the other judges on the bench that was to hear the case on Tuesday. In his petition, Kumar had sought clemency on the bizarre ground that life in Delhi is anyway becoming short due to rising air and water pollution. The bench will also hear the counsel appearing for the victim's mother, who has moved the top court opposing the plea. Nirbhaya's parents were also present in the Supreme Court on Tuesday for the hearing. Akshay Kumar, along with Pawan Gupta, Vinay Sharma, Mukesh Singh and Ram Singh, were convicted of the brutal gang rape and murder of the 23-year-old physiotherapy student who came to be called Nirbhaya. Kumar was the only one of the four Nirbhaya convicts not to have filed a review plea so far. On July 9, 2018, the Apex Court had dismissed the review pleas filed by the other three convicts, Mukesh, 30, Pawan Gupta, 23, and Vinay Sharma, 24, in the case, saying no grounds have been made out by them for review of the 2017 verdict. Ram Singh had allegedly committed suicide in the Tihar jail in New Delhi. The 23-year-old paramedic student was gang-raped and brutally assaulted on the intervening night of December 16, 17, 2012, inside a moving bus in South Delhi by six persons before being thrown out on the road. She died on December 29, 2012 at Mount Elizabeth Hospital in Singapore. And the government is likely to trim personal income tax rates and cut the tax on long-term capital gains from equity investments in its next budget in a bid to spur economic growth, four government officials said. Government officials are also debating whether to offer more help to troubled financial services and whether to increase import duties to boost private investments and domestic manufacturing. We are discussing tinkering with income tax rates so that more money is put in the people's hands, a senior government official directly involved in budget discussions told Reuters. Many groups have been urging the government to cut personal income tax rates to spur demand and lift economic growth, which sank to a six-year low of 4.5% in the July-September quarter from 7% a year ago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year cut corporate tax rates to 15% for new manufacturers and to 22% for existing companies from about 30%. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to present the budget for the 2020-21 fiscal year on February 1. She has promised a budget that will do more to boost growth. Another government official said a proposal to relax long-term capital gains on stock investments was under consideration to attract investors. There are various suggestions, including completely removing it, the official said, adding the issue was discussed at the level of the Prime Minister's office. He said a final decision was still to be taken. The government might also change import duties on select items to promote domestic manufacturing, a trade ministry official said. Industry groups have urged the government to withdraw the long-term capital gains tax to encourage retail investment in mutual funds and shares instead of other assets like gold or real estate. Additional net disposable income resulting from reduction in personal tax rates could enhance consumption and spur overall demand for goods and services, the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry said in a submission to the government. A Pakistani court sentenced former military dictator Pervez Musharraf to death in absentia on Tuesday on treason charges stemming from his imposition of a state of emergency in 2007. Musharraf, who seized power in a 1999 coup and later ruled as president until 2008, is out of the country and did not comment on a ruling widely seen as part of a standoff between the judiciary and military over the rule of law. Pervez Musharraf has been found guilty of Article 6 of the Constitution for violation of the Constitution of Pakistan, Government Law Officer Salman Nadeem said. The full ruling by a special anti-terrorism court was not immediately available, but the three judges reached a majority verdict, with two of them deciding against Musharraf. Musharraf, 76, is the first former army chief to be charged with treason in Pakistan and has said the powerful military helped him get out of the country. In a strongly worded statement, the army said the ruling had caused pain and anguish in the ranks and added the due legal process seems to have been ignored. It said the case had been concluded in haste and that Musharraf fought wars for the defense of the country and can surely never be a traitor. Musharraf imposed a state of emergency at a time when he faced growing opposition to his rule. All civil liberties, human rights and democratic processes were suspended from November 2007 to February 2008. The final years of his rule were marked by struggles with the judiciary over his wish to remain head of the army while president. He quit in 2008 after a political party that backed him fared poorly in a national election. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.